Blog Talk Radio.
She's watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She says, yeah, you're still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane, and she smiles. Oh, the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his. Making sense, she's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss. This metropolis, she said, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the five and dime, saving the day. She said, if life was a movie, then it wouldn't end like this. Left without a kiss, still she smiled.
Welcome to the Smart, a.k.a. Smart Mark Radio. I am your host, Chris S. Fleming, the man, the myth, the legend, the headliner. And right now, I'm going to have my opener on. Yeah, she is the opener. She's not a headliner. I'm the headliner. She's the opener. Here you go.
Hi. So I'm the opener? Okay. Well, my name is Rainey, of course. And so how are you doing tonight, Chris?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm perfect. Did you remember the AA batteries?
I don't have any.
You ready to go buy some? That's all you
I
need
know.
Is two AA batteries.
Well, I kind of calmed down a little bit now, though, so.
Yeah. You kind of calmed down a little bit. Oh, my gosh, Dean Ambrose is going to be in the movie. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh, the world's
going
to end. It's, like, so amazing, isn't it? All's right
and
with the world.
But he's going to be missing August the 19th through September the 21st. So.
I don't give a shit, goddamn.
I know you don't, but I do. But that's for a good reason, too.
I can see him anytime. And besides, September 21st is Night of Champions. Then
no.
Memphis will be hosting
Nashville,
Raw the night after.
I know.
What have I told you about reading shit on the internet?
But it's true! So, anyways.
Uh-huh.
Have you found out about finding an online stream for the VMAs? Because I really need to watch it.
It might seem crazy what I'm about
don't
to say.
Don't scare stars.
I think that is a VMA-nominated song right there.
Well, I don't care. I don't want to listen to that song.
Well, you're listening to it, so shut up. Or, here's a VMA-nominated band right here.
I'd rather listen to them. No, I thought song
put your hands all over.
Would anybody love to put their hands all over me tonight? I'd rather put my hands all over a squirt mark. Not in that way, but. Yes, let's take the time to do that, everybody. As many of you may know, Robin Williams was found dead last week. I can't remember who exactly was by, but I do know that he did indeed commit suicide. While it indeed was his decision, you know, because to commit suicide, you can't really say, you know, oh, you can't say, oh, Robin Williams, you know, it was a travesty, you know, because somebody brought that up to me a long ago, because, you know, to commit suicide is a choice. He was only 63 years old, could have stuck around a lot longer. But, really, just send your condolences out to his family, friends, children, anybody that was close to him, including the fans. I rarely say fans because fans ruin everything, but this isn't the time for that. So just keep them in your thoughts, everybody. I remember watching just last week I was watching Mrs. Doubtfire. And remembering how cool of a guy Robin Williams is.
Yeah.
So, and I remember the time you talked about balls. I can't remember what exactly a what award show that exactly was from. I do remember one line where he goes, "Will Ferrell held John Heater's balls in his hands in Blaze of Glory." He was a funny guy. One really funny guy. But anyway.
Talking about marks, okay? I found something, and people are like saying, well, if you're a Roman Reigns fan, then why are you so proud of Dean Ambrose being in a movie for? That means you're a fake Roman Reigns fan. Like, seriously?
Hey, fans, why don't y'all shut the fuck up?
Seriously.
That would be useful. Just all of you shut up. Makes sense, right?
Excluding me, of course.
Sometimes.
Shut up. And
don't make me play happy
again. No! At the end of Raw last Monday, you know that some of the legends came out for Hulk Hogan's birthday.
And they paid tribute to Hulk Hogan during his birthday.
And
continued all the way on to the WWE Network. And now, just remember, people, the WWE Network is available for only $9.99. And you will get to see SummerSlam this Sunday for what?
$9.99.
And the pre-show for what? $9.99. And before we get into the WWE Network, because there's some news about it that came out this week, let's just keep talking about Hulk Hogan's birthday bash, how we had all the big-time legends come out. There was Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. There was Kevin Nash. There was Scott Hall. Then you had... What?
I said Roddy Piper, Mean Gene
Roddy
Oakland,
Piper, yes.
And Jimmy Hart. Mm-hmm.
And along with every current WWE wrestler on the roster.
Ric Flair, right?
Woo! And the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Yep.
Woo.
Woo.
And now, shut up. And now, as I'm heading over to the WWE Network site right now to see what is on the stream right now, we will now tell you that the WWE Network did expand to multiple countries this week.
Yay!
Which is their main reason for why they are massively promoting the hell out of it and annoying the shit out of it us right now as they are with it.
Oh, are they doing access for SummerSlam this year or not? I heard they're not doing the access thing for SummerSlam this year. Is that true?
Don't know. I'm pretty sure they are. I'm putting you on loudspeaker.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm doing some searching.
Yeah. Let's see.
Don't let Dean Ambrose stick finger in your ass.
Shut up. I forgot what I was going to say now.
Run your ass. Jump up on the grass. Stick a finger in your ass.
Okay. I heard multiple things that could happen this Sunday about the John Cena and Brock Lesnar match. And I heard that Seth Rollins may be trying to cash it in. And then I heard, you're going to go crazy because I'm going to go crazy. But I know there's a really, really, really good chance possibility that it's not going to happen. But I'm still holding on to a little bit of hope that whenever Brock Lesnar picks John Cena up in L5, Undertaker would come out and cost him the match or something like that. I know that that's probably not going to happen, but there's a chance, hopefully.
Well,
there was pictures also floating around about Undertaker and Michelle being at a WWE event, because there was like WWE trucks behind him and everything like that. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, as of right now, I do not know. But I've just got done doing my searching for what I was searching for. And now let's talk about, we will finish that later, but as we were just talking about, well, before we get to it, let me go ahead and address it. I don't know if The Undertaker is going to come out. You already know this is highly unlikely.
I know.
Now, with that, we touched on that. Back to the WWE Network. The WWE Network went worldwide this past week. And not only that, but there will be some new plans involved. And the plans include $9.99 a month, The plans include $9.99 a month, the regular payment plan with a 6-month commitment. And the brand new plan, a brand new plan that has been unveiled this past week, $12.99 a month, no commitment, cancel any time. And there's also a bill me all at once plan.
Okay.
You can at the end of the fucking 6 months or whatever, you can pay him the whole damn amount. Which I'm like, fuck that. No, fuck no. You ain't taking all my damn money. WWE. Sorry, guys, but I make just enough to be able to pay $9.99 a month for this shit. I might even go to the $12.99 a month plan. Nothing I'm actually gonna cancel any time, you know, because shit, I love having the WWE Network. So what am I complaining about? But while we're on that subject, let's go ahead and see what is on the network right now. If any of you have the WWE Network, you can watch it on these devices. Smartphone. Smart TV. Let me find the damn list. Smartphone, Smart TV, Apple TV, Amazon Apple Fire TV. Damn it. Amazon Fire TV. Roku streaming devices, which is what I use, including my smartphone. Sony PlayStation 3 and Sony PlayStation 4, Xbox One and Xbox 360, smart TVs including Samsung and Sony, and in order to watch the WWE app, the WWE Network on your phone, you can also download the WWE app to watch this. Then you can watch it on the Amazon's Kindle Fire, Android devices such as the Samsung Galaxy, iOS devices such as Apple iPad and iPhone, and you can also watch it on your desktop and laptop computers. The WWE Network is not available through your cable or satellite provider. Yeah, obviously. Now, that's what's on the network right now, retrieving.
Probably totally Total Divas.
Total Divas is on right now. It is on right now, and Natty is Natty's wedding doesn't go as planned. Nikki meets John Cena's family. Ariane has a medical emergency, and Newbie lands role as a valet. Anyway.
Yeah, the first season.
While we're talking, I'm going to go ahead and start up main event because I missed main event this week. I missed it last week too. No,
main
I missed
event.
Main event.
Oh, the main event.
Main event.
Too, and Seth was on, but I didn't watch him. So.
Yep. Oh, they're actually going from right to left now with the episodes. The new episodes. The WWE Network, I think they've changed it around a bit. You know when you go and find an episode of a certain show, you have to go all the way down to the end to get the latest episode?
No, you didn't. Not on mine.
Well, on the Roku, you have to.
Well, I don't have that thing.
I know you don't, genius. Well, you're not exactly a genius, but still.
Oh, yeah, I'm a genius.
AJ Lee returns and Jack Swagger takes on Alberto Del Rio. So I will get this episode out the way first.
Oh, talking about Alberto Del Rio, he was supposed to be just suspended, but the guy was going to sue, so that's why he got released.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that's true.
Yep.
I need a damn soda. All I know is I'm drinking my head off when SummerSlam comes Sunday.
Drink my
I'm
going to
get some wild vines. I'm going to drink that shit.
Oh,
and Sunday, I will also make this, I'll go ahead and make this announcement right now. As of this Monday, I will be officially on vacation. That means no work, no family, and I will be out of the area. And probably no computer anyway, because I'll be too busy, you know, hanging with all my friends. So I probably will not be able to do the show next week. Because
my work. Oh, are you going to go back to New York?
Yes, I'm going to Buffalo, New York to visit. It's for my paid vacation. My plane ticket is already booked. And goddamn pyro. And I will see you guys in a couple weeks after this.
Okay.
Know that, jackass.
What are you doing?
Tonight we are live exclusively on the WWE Network as we welcome you to the main event live.
Who said it? Hold on a minute.
Tonight we are live exclusively on the WWE Network. Welcome.
Okay, now I'm back. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I had to mute you for a minute to say something to somebody, so I said I'm back now.
You're never back. Anyway, you dumbasses.
But anyways, I can't wait to watch the... Well, actually, you know, I can't wait to watch the SummerSlam, but I also can't wait to watch the VMA Awards because Beyonce's going to be singing that Crazy in Love song that's on 50 Shades of Grey, which comes out in 183 days.
Yes. And
yay,
she can't control herself because she can't keep her dildo anywhere other than her vagina because of the 50 Shades of Grey book.
No. Just shut the fuck up, please.
And she's scared to admit
it. I read that book like 4 times already. And, well, that series, not that book. There's 3 books in the series. And, yeah, like, I don't know why I'm telling you that. But there's a lot of guys out there that read that book.
I want to go and get something off of my chest right now. Everybody that likes to complain about the WWE using part-timers or making part-timers the WWE champion, I'm just going to go get straight to the point. These guys make money for the company. As simple as that, you are always going to put a guy on top that makes money, and I'm going to tell you right now, at some point, Brock Lesnar, Batista, and probably Jericho are going to end up getting the world title at some point. And when they do, you're just going to have to deal with it. And why are they getting the world title? Because these guys put asses in the seats.
Yep. Even though I don't like Brock Lesnar that much, but still, I know.
You're always going to put a guy on top that makes money.
Oh,
if
you
don't like
it.
Let me finish.
Okay,
if you don't
sorry.
Like it, start your own wrestling company. Get yourself some money together and put whoever the fuck you want on top. But I doubt it's going to even last that long because you'd be so caught up in your damn biased feelings and thinking like a fucking fan that you won't put who makes money on top. You put who the full-time worker is and who probably draws a less damn crowd, who probably can't even wrestle their way out of a paper bag. You going to put somebody like Kurt Hawkins on top? let's do it like this. Let's weigh him out. main event or a show coming up somewhere like New York, who's going to be your main draw on the poster? A guy, who do you think is going to draw the most people? A guy like Brock Lesnar or a guy like Heath Slater?
Brock Lesnar.
Okay. Staples Center, SummerSlam. Your main guy, who do you think is going to draw? Jinder Mahal or John Cena?
John Cena.
Exactly. Are you guys getting it? The WWE is a business. The number one goal is to make money. If you don't like these part-timers being on top, I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Get over it. If you don't like it, then stop watching. Shut the fuck up. You guys don't know anything about business. You're too busy thinking like fans and how you think things should be. And you're all caught up in your own emotions and your own personal bias. If I can talk without any type of personal bias or feelings when I talk about this stuff, then you guys can too. And don't tell me that, oh, blah, 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 this and blah, 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 that. Oh, you just think you know. It's excuses. That's all you guys have is excuses. Oh, you're just another stupid WWE mark. Bullshit. I see things from a logical point of view. You guys don't know anything about running a business or how anything works. And I'm talking to every last one of you out there. Cena marks, Brock Lesnar marks. I don't give a fuck what you are. I'm talking to fans in general right now. You are always going to put a guy on top that makes money. Which is why I actually hope that you guys don't get to start your own wrestling company. Because if it does, it will fall through just as fast as it gets started. Just as fast as it gets started. With that being said, I'm going to let Rainey finish up what she's saying.
Okay, what I found today was, like, somebody was, like, trying to say that John Cena is going to retire soon. Like, what the hell?
Another bullshit rumor. That's just wishful thinking from some dumb fat monkey keyboard.
Like, he's, like I said before, like, he's going to go to the movies just like The Rock and forget about the WWE. Which is totally lie because I know how John Cena is about the WWE.
And for all the people that bash The Rock for being, for going to Hollywood and making movies, let me tell you something. If you're a John Cena fan bashing The Rock for going off and making movies, switch it around and say it was John Cena that did it years from now. You guys will be singing an entirely different tune. You know why? Because you're all fucking marks. That's why. That's all I got to say about that. Same with Rock fans. Did I say something wrong? Goddamn right I didn't. Nice seconds of my ass. You can stop counting me down, Blog Talk, all right?
What?
I said 90 seconds of my ass, because whenever we're talking and on the show, the voice comes out of nowhere on my end and says, 90 seconds. You can stop counting me down. I'm going to talk as long as I want to. Matter of fact, I'm going to take a break right now. We're going to play this song, and we'll be right back with the Smarks List on Blog Talk Radio, bitches. Shut the fuck up.
Ride with me.
Let me see,
girl, I can't wait to get
complicit. Oh,
you've been saying all night long that you couldn't wait to get me all alone. What you gon' do to me? Don't talk about it, be a fine. Let me see, let me see.
My ice, talking cash, been ballin' all my life, Lamborghini, fast whips, she down to ride and deserves a boss who down to provide, we run the streets but on G5s, I'm talking fly, boots and blue jeans, Cartier, newer rings, you with a big boy, so we do the big things, had the valet parking, Chanel hoodie on, looking like Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman on wanted, she on my wanted poster, Ciroc and my mimosa, I'm ballin' like LeBron, we shopping in Milan, the 458 Ferrari, I park it on the lawn, I let her meet my tongue, she blew up like a bomb, the sex is so explosive, her stuff is supersonic, she my new addiction, I swear I'm through it, Rosé and Usher Raymond, girl we the hottest, rocking the most ice, I said we the hottest.
You've been saying all night long that you could make.
And we are back. Are you fucking there?
Of course I am. Where else would I be at?
In the bathroom?
No. Well,
still
no. Okay. Nope. And anyway, I heard that Nickelback is going to have a new single out.
I wonder who you heard it from.
I don't know. Who could that be? I think he's
probably the guy on the other end of this goddamn phone.
Yeah?
Otherwise, you probably wouldn't know shit about it.
Well, I haven't heard a
well,
song of
I whatever.
Or theirs. A song of theirs. I said his. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
The last song that I heard actually from Nickelback, well, I don't think it was Nickelback. I think it was just Chad and Avril Lavigne singing. Yeah.
You came back to find I was gone.
That place is empty like the hole that was left in me. Like we were nothing at all.
Okay,
now
well,
we're
I don't,
meant
I
to be. Thought we were meant to be. Oh, there isn't one thing left you can say.
I remember all my lullaby over and over again.
I'm sure you do.
I did.
Why'd you switch from lullaby to Figured You Out?
I like that song too.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. It makes you feel so dirty.
Yeah, actually it does.
Yeah, see, she admits it.
Like what?
It makes her feel so dirty and so freaky.
Well, there's a lot of songs that's that way. Like
Let
Rihanna's songs.
Let's try this.
I like your pants around your feet. And I like the dirt on your knees. And I like the way you still say please while you're looking up at me. You're like my favorite damn disease. I love yep. the places that we go. And I love the people that you know. And I love the way you can say no to me. Long lines in a row. I love the power that all you know. And now I know who you are. Wasn't that just a bigger you? Now it is.
Wow.
You want what?
Stop what?
Never mind. What's wrong with your voice tonight?
What's wrong with my voice tonight?
Yeah. Like, you're, like, cracking and, like, breaking. Like, what's wrong with your voice?
Too much pussy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
From you.
Nope, not from me.
Yeah, you're right. You wouldn't do that. I'm too ugly.
Well, let's see.
Well, I'm sorry. Was that rude? I'm sorry. Excuse me.
I was just going to say something. I forgot now. Dang it.
I'm sure you did.
I did.
So, like, forget everything else.
Did you know there's 19 weeks until Christmas?
Still don't care.
Well, you should care. It's Christmas time.
Yeah, okay. Actually, yeah, I do. And then we get to see the Macy's parade again.
Halloween,
and then we get to see this again. And we get to see that again. And I'm about to get a donut. I'm going to satisfy my sweet tooth right now simply because I can and nobody else can tell me I can't. Move, you fucking roach.
Oh. You know what I found out today?
I didn't call you a roach.
There's a recipe for an Oreo pancake.
Oreo.
It looks
Oreo.
Good.
I'm sure it does.
An Oreo. Huh. Oh, have you tagged your name on a Coke can yet?
Plenty of times.
Well, too bad. I can't find mine, but I don't drink Coke anyways, so.
I'm sure you
but
don't.
I do look sometimes.
Sure
I
you do.
I don't drink Coke. Or Dr. Pepper.
Mm.
Or any
sure.
soda.
Sure.
I don't.
Whatever.
Well, I drink Sprite every now and then, but that's the only soda I drink.
Right.
I do.
Uh-huh. Keith, shut up.
No.
The street of Gator, baby. No wonder they came out together on Monday. They're a tag team right now.
Hey, what would your dream match be to watch?
My dream match would be Sting versus The Undertaker.
No, thank you.
I know. It's old.
I would kind of like, I know it's not going to happen, but I would kind of like to see Undertaker versus Triple H versus Shawn Michaels. That's been a good one.
WWE should have did it when they had a chance.
What?
The WWE should have did it when they had a chance. But too much time has passed and other plans came into play.
But I would really, really, talking about Dean, I would really like to see him, like, either be managed by, well, he doesn't need to be managed by anyone, but if he could be managed by anyone, be managed by Roddy Piper, or to be kind of in a, you know, versus Roddy Piper, but that's not going to happen either, because yeah.
Probably not. Oh, as a matter of fact, has Cody Rhodes, have they found this fucking cosmic key yet? Because I'm going to start hearing about it.
I love Stardust, though. He's like,
and what's going to happen when they do, what's going to happen when they do find the cosmic key? What's going to happen? Are they going to use it to I don't know, to satisfy each other.
I have no clue what they're up to with the cosmic key.
Hey, Stardust, it's the cosmic key. Where?
They're so funny.
Got you.
Oh, my goodness. But you know what's funny? What I kind of wish would happen? Like, they have, like, Seth Rollins versus Adam Rose, and then Dean Ambrose.
And you could have them in an orgy, I know.
And interrupts him, and interrupts the match, and dances the Rosebud. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm going off my last little, yeah, but still.
Yeah, you wish you had them in one big motherfucking orgy, I know.
Oh, did
I say, everyone
that
knows that you wish that you could have them in one big motherfucking orgy.
Not going there. Okay, anyways.
Yep, see, that's a yes.
Did you see that video about...
well, we already went there, so yeah.
CM Punk getting that water challenge, the ice water challenge.
The ice water challenge?
Yeah. Doctor
yeah.
did it too, though.
I don't. Chris did it. LVO did it. JP's doing it. Fuck.
Chris did it.
Now I'm probably going to get challenged by our friend Mike Sanchez if he does it. Because he's going to challenge me to do it if he does it. If he gets challenged to do it, then he's going to challenge me. He's going to do it. He's going to challenge me to do it. And I got to film it, and I got to send it to Daughtry. Yeah, I just know that when I'm getting poured, cold ice water poured on me, I'm just going to be like, son of a bitch. That's what I'm going to scream out. Okay. You six guitar twanging, keyboard playing, vocal screaming, long hair swinging, drumstick breaking motherfuckers, it's your turn. Oh, fuck it. Yeah. But, And my sister was like, it's just as stupid as that fire challenge.
Don't even get me started on that fire challenge. Like, what the hell?
I'd rather, let me tell you something. I'd rather see everybody pour cold buckets of ice on their heads than watch people set themselves on fire, because at least we can't die. Okay? At least you're not blatantly.
I watched that video about that person, like, heating up hot water. I mean, no. Someone heating up water on a stove and going outside
and throwing it all
and,
over somebody.
Like, what the hell is that for? That's like freaking gone.
That girl would be dead. She would be dead.
Burns on her back. I mean, seriously, who does that?
Idiots. That's who do it.
Yeah, true.
That's let me tell you something. Somebody throw hot water on me. Oh, man. Ooh, I don't want to hear nothing the police got to say when they get there. They talking about they going to arrest me for murder. I don't want to hear nothing about that.
Yeah.
So Daughtry wouldn't see me at a concert for another 2 years, because I'd be sitting in jail because I killed the person that did that to me.
What was I going to say? Yeah. On the VMAs, but you already know that because you played that song earlier.
I know that.
So
is Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande, Beyonce.
Did you know her brother?
They got a few.
Brother.
Say what?
Ariana Grande's brother is on Big Brother. Frankie, he's like so adorable.
Oh my gosh! Don't get me started, Rainey.
But
my phone, he's so adorable, crap, okay?
Him.
I don't want to hear it. You think everybody's adorable?
But he is.
I don't give a shit. Move on.
There's some people that's adorable, and then there's some people that's, like, cute.
Move on before I move you on.
Okay, I'll move on. Did you hear about Roman going off on Billy... Kidman on Twitter.
Who? Roman Reigns going off on Billy Kidman?
Yeah.
Over what?
Because Roman found a bug in his food the other day. And I think Billy was trying to rib him, but I'm not sure. But Roman
really?
Was pissed off. Read his tweets and you'll find out.
Well, we'll talk more about the VMAs in a second. Let's just go ahead and talk about SummerSlam a little bit.
Yay!
You already seen that Brie Bella got arrested this past Monday.
Yep.
Supposedly.
By the same.
For the same exact shit.
Got arrested Stephanie.
Yeah.
And then they
now,
were
how
like
this is
going to
hold pan out, I don't know.
And that whole scandal about, you know, Daniel Bryan cheating on Brie Bella with that Megan girl. And she's a wrestler from Canada. She wrestles in Canada. And I heard she was also the one that was supposedly involved in AJ Styles' storyline, too, over on TNA.
Yeah.
And let's see. Seth versus Dean is going to be a lumberjack match. And I'm kind of afraid about that because I don't know. It's going to be weird. But if it, well, it should happen because hopefully it's not going to be like, you know, the last pay-per-view and it really didn't really put on the match. But, yeah. So.
Yeah, it's my collection. I've been buying it every month, as you can probably see.
Let's see. And then it's Brock versus John Cena. And as bad as I want to say this, I know that, you know, Brock's probably going to walk out of SummerSlam with the title, but what can we say? Because yeah, and then Roman versus Randy.
Don't
you know
start fantasizing.
You know where my vote is, so I'm not even going to go there. So
goddamn
my
right
card is on Roman. So. And then Brie versus Stephanie. And I don't know who I want to win on that one because I like both of them. And is AJ up doing it with Paige, I think? Right?
Yeah, I think so.
And I like both of those, so I'm not really too sure how I want to win on that. And Chris versus Bray Wyatt, that's an up for me, too, because I like both of them. And the Usos versus the Wyatt, right? Lucan.
Yes.
Lucan. Crap, what's his name? Whatever. And that's all, right?
Yeah.
All right. I had to get all my memory back together again. Because I wasn't really, really like too involved, like, you know.
Shit. Summer Rae is coming out.
What?
Summer Rae is coming out.
Oh. I don't like her too much. I like Layla more than her. What diva in NXT besides Charlotte do you think is going to be moved up to the main roster?
What diva is what?
In NXT besides Charlotte, do you think will be moved up to the main roster on WWE? Because Charlotte is fixing to go up to the main roster.
There's one girl. I can't even remember her name. Shit.
Is Sasha Banks or Bayley? I like Bayley.
Sasha Banks. She might get moved soon.
Yeah, but Bayley beat her tonight, and Bayley's up for the Divas for the NXT Divas Champ on NXT. She's gonna be facing Charlotte for the belt.
Yay. I would really like to vote if you guys don't mind. Yeah, Taylor Swift's a cutie.
What?
Taylor Swift's got some pretty eyes.
Who?
I said Taylor Swift's got some pretty eyes.
Oh. So does. Never mind, I'm not going there.
No, you can go on and go there because I just went there, so fuck.
Well, there's a lot of them, so I'm not going to name all of them, but.
You're not going to name all of them because I'm not naming all of them.
Well, I
the difference between me and you is I have absolutely no hope of getting with Taylor Swift. And why are you naming all Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriends?
What?
Oh, damn, Katy Perry.
So you like Taylor Swift, like crush Taylor Swift?
I'm a fan of music. You know that.
Yeah, me too. But, I mean, are you like a... fanboy? Because I'm going to say fangirl because you're not a girl.
No, I'm not.
You're like a fanboy.
I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift. I don't listen to Taylor Swift. That doesn't mean I hate her.
Yeah, no, I don't hate her either because she got some really good songs. Like, whenever I'm in the, like, mood, like, down mood or, like, lovey mood.
You know she's performed at the VMA 61 times?
Wow. That's awesome.
Well, she's appeared there 61 times.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how that's possible, but...
Oh, did you see that picture of Adam Rose, like, with a baby on his, like, shoulders, and everyone's like, oh, is that his son? I'm like, I don't know. But it was adorable. He tweeted it out yesterday or something.
Hang
on. We forgot Jack Swagger versus Rusev match. And I hope Jack Oh, did you say that?
Hey, Rusev, I got something to say, man. Your pitch thing.
Okay,
Rusev, your pitch thing.
Hello?
I just want to vote for the MTV VMAs and be done.
Okay. Well, anyways, what I was going to say, did you say that one day Lana is going, I mean, Rusev is going to hit Lana with that flag?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, someone said that. Like one day he's going to come out waving the flag and he's going to hit her.
He's going to knock the hell out of her.
I'm like, really?
You just might.
That would be kind of, well, mixed, because she's okay, but, yeah, not too big of a fan of his. I'm sorry, but, no. Are you a fan of Bo Dallas yet?
Huh?
Bo Dallas. Are you a fan of his yet?
No.
Didn't think so.
What did you just say, Chris? In the studio with the one and only Mr. Howard Benson, you don't even know what's about to go down.
Okay.
You all right, Jamal?
Also, you know what's coming up next month? The Family Guy and Simpsons crossover. I can't wait to see that. Even though
I'm voting. Shut up. I'm voting.
Well, vote.
I'm not voting for 5 seconds of summer.
What?
I said I'm not voting for 5 seconds of summer.
5 seconds of summer. What is that?
You look so perfect standing in my American Apparel underwear.
Okay. I know that song now. I didn't know what it was called, but I just had that song.
Now, put my vote
like
through.
That. I know the lyrics more so than the song title.
Summer down.
Who are you voting for? I know you're voting for Maroon 5, and you're voting for Daughtry, if he's on there.
Hang on. Here's how I decide my voting. If there's some people on there that I like, then yes, I will go ahead and I will vote for them. But if there's nobody in the category that I like, then I will go based on what song I like the best. Like on this category right now, there's absolutely nobody on here that is a favorite of mine. It's ours to watch. There's 5 Seconds of Summer. There's Charlie XCX, Fifth Harmony, Sam Smith, Schoolboy Q.
Yes, I love him.
And I'm not really too into that song by 5 Seconds of Summer.
Okay, well,
and I never heard anything from Fifth Harmony as of right now. I don't know who Sam Smith is. Schoolboy Q, I don't know you either.
Freaking Chris, you don't know who Sam Smith is? Do you know that song
not
Stay
yet.
With Me?
I just said not yet, but I'm sure I will soon. But I'm voting for Charlie XCX. That boom clap.
Okay,
no.
did you see that that Vin Diesel song that he was singing, and it was like no good, but it was like that Sam Smith song Stay With Me. Oh my gosh, Chris, I cannot believe you. Like, seriously.
Now to go to video. And then we have Video of the Year. Video of the Year. Here are the nominee. What the hell you mean voting this close for the category?
Really?
God damn it.
Well, what songs is on there? Tell me. I know Taylor Swift.
Here are the nominees. Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, Drunk in Love. Iggy Azalea featuring Charlie XCX, Fancy. Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball. Pharrell Williams,
no.
Happy. Sia,
no.
Shalanda.
No. There's only like 3 that I like.
Okay. Well, let's go to Best Male Video then.
Yay.
Come on, computer.
Hurry up.
Shut the fuck up.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to your computer.
I'm sure you were.
I talk to mine all the time.
Yes, people, we are on a professional wrestling radio show, and we are stepping away from the professional wrestling for a little while because, goddammit, the voting is close to this one, too.
Well, tell me who they are.
Ed Sheeran, Sing. Eminem featuring Rihanna, The Monster, John Legend,
yeah.
All of Me. Pharrell Williams,
yes, Happy. No.
Sam Smith, Stay With Me.
Yes. You freaking
these are all
Best
Male Video. Let's go to Best Pop Video. Best Pop Video, Ariana Grande featuring Iggy Azalea, Problem. Avicii featuring
yes.
Ella Black, Wake Me Up. Iggy Azalea featuring Charlie XCX, Fancy. Jason
yes.
Derulo featuring 2 Chainz, Talk Dirty. Pharrell Williams.
Yes. Happy. Oh. damn, it's going to be a good show. I freaking got to watch it.
Best collaboration. Come on. Best collaboration. Ariana Grande featuring Iggy Azalea, Problem. Beyonce featuring Jay-Z, Drunk and Look. Chris Brown featuring Lil Wayne and Tyga, Loyal. Eminem featuring Rihanna, The Monster. Katy Perry featuring Juicy J, Dark Horse. Pitbull featuring Kesha, Timber.
I can't pick on that one. That one's hard.
Best video with a social message. Let's see this one. See, only true music fans will actually take a look at this shit and not be so biased toward their own favorite people. Most people who claim to be music fans don't give a shit about any of this, but I do, so I'm looking at it because I want to see who's being nominated.
I'm going to vote tomorrow.
The voting is closed.
For what?
I don't fucking know.
Well, then what are you saying it's closed for? Aren't you voting?
This video with a social message. Angel Hayes featuring Sia, Battle Cry. Avicii, Hey Brother. Beyonce, Pretty Hurts. David Guetta featuring Mickey Echo, One Voice. J. Cole featuring TLC, Crooked Smile. Kelly Rowland, Dirty Laundry.
Okay.
Best lyric video. They're in here.
What?
They're in here.
I know they're going to be singing, aren't they?
Okay. I think the video for this one, the voting for this one is still open for best lyric video. I'm going to vote. Which artist had the top lyric video this year? Vote with the hashtags below on Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. The best photos and videos will be featured here. The winner will be announced during the Video Music Awards on Sunday, August 24th.
I thought it was on the Saturday.
Hey, do you know where they are this year for the VMAs? Do you know where they are this year?
Nope.
Well, last year it was Brooklyn. This year it's Chicago.
I didn't watch it last year, and Bruno Mars gave a really good performance of Gorilla, and that sucked, because I couldn't watch it live. I said last year, Bruno Mars did a really good live performance of Gorilla.
Shit, you should see it in person. It's hot.
It does, hot.
No, not hot like that. I mean hot because of all the damn fire.
Okay, never mind. My mind went other places, and you don't need to know.
Yes, your mind went other places. Okay, now this is definitely available. Okay, and here are the nominees. Final Seconds of Summer, Don't Stop. Demi Lovato featuring Cher Lloyd, Really Don't Care. Austin Mahone featuring Pitbull, Yeah. Ariana Grande featuring Iggy Azalea, Problem. Katy Perry, Birthday Cake.
Did you know that song,
Birthday.
I'm ready.
Birthday is what I meant. And these numbers are rising, and right now 5 Seconds of Summer is in the lead.
Oh. Well, that's
God
a good song,
damn it.
Though, because I sing it, like, every time, like, it's plays on the radio. I like that
song. You remember how last year you would go online and they would show the numbers on the thumbnails as they were rising?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to read out the numbers to you right now. Let's see. Right now, Demi Lovato has 300 has 3,457,376 votes. I'm going to read some from, I'm going to start from the smallest one. Oh, God damn it. Katy Perry has 433,949 votes. Ariana Grande has 604,107 votes. And they're rising. Yo, yeah, they're currently rising. The numbers are, like, changing rapidly. It's like a fucking countdown on a clock. It's like a countdown on a clock. But I'm only reading it because my computer's freezing. Austin Mahone has 1,900.
Who's he?
50,900 votes.
I don't know who.
Demi Lovato has 3,400,020 something votes. And
yeah.
5 Seconds of Summer is currently in the lead with 3,500,400 votes.
What? Demi can beat them out.
God damn. They're rising, too. Say what?
I said, who is that Austin Mahone guy?
Austin Mahone?
Yeah.
What about love? What about our promises? What about love? You take it on, leave me no fan. What about love?
Do you remember that song that goes, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, or something, and it sounds like SpongeBob talking in the background?
Okay, whatever. Anyway, damn, this is hard. This is a hard-ass choice. I think 5 Seconds of Summer's got this one. Well, I think 5 Seconds of Summer definitely has this one.
Has the movie awards already happened? The MTV
Yes, they've already
awards?
Happened.
What?
Yes, they've already happened.
Damn it.
I'm going to go ahead and place my vote for Demi Lovato first.
Good. I like
that. And it'll show up on Twitter. It'll show up on Twitter that I voted because the hashtag is going to show.
Cool. Well,
because they count the votes based on hashtags and how many times people use the hashtag. You get it?
Hashtag. I like hashtagging things. That's fun.
They're count up the votes based on how many people use the hashtag for the video.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, if you could have a superpower, what would it be?
X-ray vision. I'm kidding. No, I would just choose to fly.
What?
Well, teleportation.
Yes. Me too.
Okay, I'm voting for Katy Perry and I'm voting for Ariana Grande. I'm voting for Katy Perry, Ariana Grande, and Demi Lovato because I love that song.
Me too.
Katy Perry because she's one of my favorites. Ariana Grande and Demi Lovato because I love those two songs that they have out right now.
Yeah, it's good too though. Again, that new song Black Widow is a good one too. Iggy and Aura, I think her name is Rita Ora or something, or Aura Rita or something like that. She's on me in 50 Shades of Grey.
But damn, right now, shit. 5 Seconds of Summer is currently in the lead with 3,500,700 votes.
Well.
You already know who they are.
Yes, because I like that song. It sounds like so good.
They're whipping ass right now.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I voted for, but they're good. I like them.
They're kicking all the other nominees' asses right now. All right, I really look for you.
We did.
I'll go ahead. Best hip hop video. Let's click this one. Let's see who's nominated for this. I already know. I know there's going to be a few people in here that I like, and not just one. There's going to be more than one. And Iggy Azalea is probably one of them. Because don't you just hate it when they have all the people that you like in the same category?
Yes.
And especially if you can only vote once. But thank God that I don't have to only want to worry about voting once. But okay, here we are. Nominees. Fuck, voting is closed.
Damn it.
But the nominees are Childish Gambino, 3005. Drake featuring Madrid Jordan, Hold On, We're Going Home.
That one.
Eminem, Berserk. Kanye
yep.
West, Black Skinhead. Wiz Khalifa, We Damn Boys.
Yeah.
Best Female Video. You know they're going to probably hand out some awards during, you know, pre-show and stuff like that.
Yep. I just can't wait to hear Beyonce sing that song. Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, so freaking excited.
What song?
Crazy in Love, the acoustic version for 50 Shades of Grey.
Shit, voting is close to this one, too.
You know what? On Friday the 13th in February, after I get there watching that movie, probably about 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to text you.
Well, you're going to love this video. You're going to listen to the nominees for this. Best Female Video. Ariana Grande featuring Iggy Azalea. Problem.
Yes.
Beyonce. Partition.
Yes.
Iggy Azalea featuring Charlie XCX. Fancy. Katy Perry featuring Juicy J. Dark Horse. Lord. Royals.
Damn it. Now I want to hear that song now. That Beyonce song that you just read off. I love that song. That
anyway, since we're not really talking about shit anymore, let's go ahead and end the show right here.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Appreciate everybody for listening. And we will see you next week. Well, actually, I will see you in a couple of weeks. Rainey will see you next week. This is the Smart Slits.
Yes, whatever.
This is the Smart Slits on Blog Talk Radio. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.